The lights are coming back on in fire-swept north central Washington. A major transmission line was restored late last week, but not everyone has their power back. As of today, about 900 customers remain in the dark as a result of the state's largest wildfire. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update.
Margie Allen is keeping her fridge cold and her stock tank full of water thanks to a donated generator, meals she cooks on the barbecue, and she's getting inventive.
I made beef stroganoff one night. I was quite proud of that.
Allen lives in a now charred valley north of Brewster, Washington. She and her husband barely got out before fire swept over their 58-acre hobby farm.
Our home was saved, but we lost all of our outbuildings.
But Allen's not complaining.
A lot of folks are struggling with a lot more loss than we are.
That's why she can wait for the power to come back. It might be another week. Dan Botker is with the Okanagan Utility District. He says in places, entire feeder lines have to be replaced.
In some cases, we're building, you know, a couple of miles, even up to 5 miles of line to serve one or two customers.
Hundreds of power poles burned, and Botker says it could be 2 more weeks before everyone's back online. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.